The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
Sabres, Canadiens, Game 2 tonight, 7 o'clock downtown. Buffalo looking to take a 2-0 series lead. Lindy Ruff on what he liked from Game 1.
You know, it's a lot better game for sure. I thought we played a heck of a second period. I said there's areas we need to improve. I think as coaches, you're always working on areas to improve in, and we're going to continue to work on areas to improve. But, overall, a good Game 1. Knowing that as a team, there are things we can do better.
Yeah. Rasmus Dahlin on being the captain on a team with so much success.
It's way easier to be a captain on a winning team. You don't really have to do anything, honestly. Because when you have a successful team, there's usually a lot of leaders on the team that have different roles. So, the locker room just filled with unbelievable personalities and guys that steps up. I'm wearing a C, but there could be a lot of different captains on our team. It's pretty special for sure.
Well, he's been a leader throughout. What a year for him. Nominated for the Norris Trophy yesterday, only the second Sabre ever to be nominated for that award. Dahlin was also talking about another player who's getting a lot of attention, Zach Benson, in his playoffs.
I'll just say finally, people really get to see who he is. He is the ultimate teammate. He's the guy you want to have on your team. Off the ice, he just brings great energy. On the ice, he got that edge to his game, and he reads the game very, very well, and he got a lot of skill. He is an unbelievable hockey player. I'm so happy we have him. It's been fun following his journey. He came and lived at my house. He did a lot of weird stuff in his first year. But he's just maturing every day, so it's just unbelievable to follow his journey. And he's only going to continue to get better, and I absolutely love having him as my teammate. Shouldn't have said that.
Maybe shouldn't have said that. Now we're all wondering what the weird stuff is. So we like the stuff he's doing on the ice, though. He's been playing a great game so far this playoff.
All right, not looking so great this morning around Buffalo with the rain, but conditions should be improving.
And we'll have a dry afternoon and evening. Still on the cool side, it'll be low 50s at puck drop, falling back into the 40s after sunset. So you'll need to bundle up a little bit, especially for after sunset. But overall, not a bad evening.
That's John Hitchcock over at the National Weather Service.
As long as we're dry, it should be pretty good, even if it will be just a little chilly. Well, some people enjoying this Sabres run more than others. WBEN's Tom Puckett fills us in.
For Tom Conehead Giroux, this season has been an exciting one for him at KeyBank Center.
The best I've seen probably since 74-75.
And Giroux says generations of Sabres fans are coming together.
I remember back in 72, 73, 74, 75, it was a new franchise. We were developing new fans. And that's basically what we're doing now. We got the veterans. You know, the older people like me that have waited all their lives for a team like this, and then we're drawing the young people that, good for them.
He says happy fans drink more beer, but when's the best time to get one of his guaranteed cold ones?
Anytime. My beer is always guaranteed cold. Anytime. Absolutely anytime.
Does the Conehead think this year's team has had the best chance to win the Stanley Cup? Find out why he thinks one other team may have had a better shot online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Man, he has seen it all, hasn't he?
He really has. And he says, happy fans drink more beer. I think he's right. I've been doing a case study on myself, and I think he's right. But also, you know what I've noticed is, by our seats, there's a men's room not that far away that throughout the entire season, even at the end of the year when they were selling out games, never a line. It was the deadest bathroom in all the arena.
Nice.
Perfect. Except for now. You try and go, after in between periods. The line goes into the concourse.
So they are drinking more beer.
Because people are drinking more beer. It's got to be. The only thing I can think
That's
of.
That's funny. Iran and the U.S. traded rocket fire yesterday, but President Trump continues to push for a peace deal.
Central Command says U.S. Navy destroyers were moving through the Strait of Hormuz to the Gulf of Oman when they came under an unprovoked attack from Iran. U.S. forces responded, striking back at those launch sites. On Truth Social, President Trump says, quote, great damage was done to the Iranian attackers and that numerous small boats were completely destroyed. And next week, of course, President Trump will travel to Beijing. He says a peace agreement with Iran could be reached before he leaves on that trip. But he also says that if it doesn't happen, he will resume bombing in Tehran.
CENTCOM says that the ceasefire still remains in effect.
Gas prices soaring. Erie County lawmakers yesterday discussing the possibility of a gas tax holiday. WBEN's Jim Fink was there.
Could the future see a 10-cent reduction in the county's gas tax that residents are currently paying at the pumps? Members of the Erie County Legislature, all Republicans, are pushing hard for the measure, but their Democratic counterparts say, been there, done that, and it doesn't work. Thus, the political logjam exists. It is frustrating, says Tonawanda Democrat John Barnese Jr., who pointed out that the last gas tax reduction that went from 2022 to 2024 didn't really work and only gutted municipal and school district budgets.
Well, we did it once. It didn't work. The proof's in the pudding. The numbers are in. There are facts. It didn't work. The savings was not passed to the consumer.
But this push is about helping county residents and businesses at a time when they are being hit hard financially with across-the-board rising costs. This is a resident-driven proposal, says Republican Frank Todaro.
Every day I'm hearing from my constituents. They're getting their paycheck. They're living paycheck to paycheck.
For now, the gas tax issue is tabled, but it may be brought up in the next few weeks at the legislature. This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
Now, around here, gas prices $4.54 on average. We've crossed that $4.50 yep. mark this week.
And they just go up every day, it seems.
If I'm thinking of it, I will fill up all the way. Whenever I'm, you know, getting thinking of it or getting...
You don't go to down to... You're not down to...
Well, I'm just thinking, the price keeps going up.
Right.
So I'm never a time to get cheaper gas than right now.
That's right.
At least for the near-term future. And how about this? We love mom and the online shopping numbers show it.
When it comes to buying gifts for mom online, Adobe's Vivek Pandia says they're seeing really strong growth for fragrances.
They're up about 35%, and then we're expecting them to accelerate and be up about 65% going into this weekend. Purses and handbags have seen growth as high as 37%.
Which Pandia says is a little bit higher than this time last year. Adobe also expects a major uptick for flower sales spiking on Saturday and Sunday in the range of a 550 to 600% increase. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, partly sunny and pleasant this afternoon with temperatures in the low to mid 50s. For tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 40s under partly to mostly cloudy skies on Saturday. Few showers will pop up late in the day with highs in the low 60s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates, Albany Insider, is with us on the Bison Automotive Live Line this morning. Governor Hochul yesterday announced the framework of a budget deal, and then a short time later, Jack, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said there is no deal. So where do things stand now? Is there a deal or no deal?
No deal. It was a strange day, even by Albany's very high standards. Look, anytime someone's announcing a deal, but the other parties aren't there, I think, especially in Albany, that should be subject to scrutiny. But it sounds like things were close, but just not all the way there yet.
Yeah, so why make the announcement? I mean, it must have been pretty close. And if it's not all the way there yet, what's still to be decided?
Well, you know, we saw this last year as well. The governor announced a framework of a deal, and then it was another almost 10 days before the legislature started voting. I mean, look, I think a lot of the big pieces, you know, the governor has been pushing on auto insurance. It sounds like she's going to get a lot of that. She pushed on CECRA or how major projects are cited. She's going to get that. Pushing off the climate requirements of the state. Sounds like they've reached a real compromise there. But there are some just really big pieces left. A lot of that is around funding for New York City. The governor and the legislature agreed to what they're calling a pied-à-terre tax. But it's unclear exactly how that'll be imposed. Some other fiscal things for the city of New York around pensions, around class sizes that would save the city money. But also, if you're saving the New York City money and providing them aid, there's a push from upstate legislators to make sure that upstate's getting similar relief. And then there's a huge issue around what's called Tier 6, which are recently joined members of the public pension service, and how that changes, what time people are, what age people are able to retire, what applies to police officers and firefighters and overtime. So a lot of pieces left, but I think the governor wanted to get some credit on the big things.
You know, on the Climate Act, the governor's been walking a fine line. She's been facing pushback from state residents over high energy bills that show no sign of coming down, and feeling pressure from Democrats who don't want her to loosen any of the mandates. What is this looking like right now? I mean, only a few weeks ago, the governor was asking for a longer runway.
Well, it seems she's going to get the longer runway, just not all the way. I think she had pushed for 2030. It sounds like they've arrived on 2028 as sort of a middle ground. But I think this was a big push from her, and it's something that is going to get done in the final budget.
Well, I'm looking through at some of the things that may be agreed to. We have all these climate changes that actually include relaxing the state's Environmental Quality Review Act, trying to make it easier for municipalities to build housing. I'm wondering if you know where this came from, if builders might have been pushing for this, and exactly how relaxed are we talking?
Yeah, well, this has been a priority of Governor Hochul, right? She has made housing and building housing, a huge part of her governorship. So this came out of her proposal around this, CECRA, because it's what she's heard from builders, but also municipalities, also, housing activists, that it just takes too long to get anything built in New York. So the changes are around how much kind of environmental testing and previews and estimates that you have to do in advance of beginning your project.
This budget also is said to include a one-time $1 billion energy rebate to provide relief to New Yorkers dealing with these high energy costs. What does that look like? Do you know what that would mean for an average New Yorker?
Well, yeah, we don't know the details of this yet, Susan. That's one of the problems here. But this will be a lot like the inflation rebate checks that people saw last year. It'll probably have some income requirements, so the wealthiest folks may not be eligible. You'll have to show that you are paying utility rates and the higher utility rates that we've all seen across the state, and then you'd be eligible for these refunds.
Is this a check that would go out, Jack? Is this a check that would go out to people maybe a few weeks before the election?
That's a pretty good guess here.
Yeah, seems like a safe bet. So much of this back and forth over this car insurance, kind of the one issue holding up the budget. And I wonder, after all the talk about it, is this, do you think, something that New Yorkers are really going to see impact them, either in what they pay or what happens if they get into an accident?
Yeah, I mean, Hochul thinks so. She did not get, to be clear, she did not get everything that she asked for. But some of these standards are going to change, especially for people who are found to be 50% or more liable for an accident. So there are going to be real changes. Now, how quickly that, and if at all, that translates into lower rates, I don't know. I think we're going to have to hold our breath on that one.
I did see is part of the agreement, this has been talked about for a while, that they're now allowing pre-K to be available for every four-year-old in the state by the start of the 2028-29 school year. Jack, my youngest turns four next year, so I guess my question is, what the heck?
You should have waited a little longer.
No.
Yes.
Always seems to work out that way, doesn't it? Well, hey, Jack, thanks again for all the help, sorting through pretty complicated state budget. I mean, it is a big one.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.